I'm Marisa Waddell with you on Issues and Ideas. There's a National Historic Landmark on the Central Coast that was severely damaged by the 2003 San Simeon earthquake. It's taking years and millions of dollars to restore the landmark, and there's still lots of work to be done. I'm talking about the Old Mission San Miguel, founded in 1797, the 16th mission in the California chain. I'm here with a couple of folks who really care about Mission San Miguel. They are parishioners and they're founders of an event that is coming up to help raise money to restore the mission. Welcome to Adrian Hereford and Raynette Gregory.
Thank you very much for having us.
Good to be here.
Glad to have you both. So there are 21 missions in the chain, and only 7 have been declared National Historic Landmarks. Why is Mission San Miguel so special that it has received this status?
Mission San Miguel is very unique in that it's the only mission that is still completely intact with the original lithographs and the ambiance, if you will, of the original mission. Most of the missions have gone through an evolution. They've been updated a little bit, if you will. Mission San Miguel is the only single mission that is fully intact and original. Hence the work that's involved after this earthquake. The earthquake that occurred in 2003 caused approximately $15 million worth of damage, close to 6 of which was covered under insurance. And since then, we've been trying to raise the balance. To date, Raynette, I think we've got, close to $9 million that we've raised, and we have a deadline to complete the structural retrofit by the year 2015. The church now is open, but restoring some of these lithographs and so forth, that work is so painstaking that it'll probably go beyond that year.
Tell me a little bit about how these famous murals came to being.
Well, those murals are the original murals that were painted by the Salinian Indians, so that's why it is so valuable. It is the largest fresco that is seen anywhere in California, and I believe in the United States. And if you understand what can happen to these missions, what has happened to most of the missions, you'll have a fire, the roof will collapse, you'll get one rain, and those frescoes are gone. And or you'll have a tremendous earthquake, same thing. The roof will collapse and again a rain. That's all it takes. Thankfully, that has never happened to this particular mission. The roof has always stayed intact, and we still have the preservation of these frescoes, and that's why it's just such a valuable treasure, and it's one that a lot of people don't realize.
I can imagine that you have to get special craftsmen in order to restore a mission of this historic quality.
And we do. People are involved from all over the country, in fact, internationally, coming in and painstakingly with toothbrushes, you know, 1 inch at a time, trying to restore or do work on these lithographs. Again, a lot of that work still remains, but that's the painstaking effort that needs to go on, and that's why the cost is so high.
Mm-hmm. And how about the adobe structure? I mean, this has to be retrofit to California state standards, correct?
That's correct. The main church building has had the earthquake retrofit, and what they did was they took off the roof tiles and drilled in between these big, thick adobe walls and place rods down in there, then connected the rods together. Also, when they did that, over the years in the 1950s, 1960s, a little bit of patchwork needed to be done. They would just take cement and just apply that on the outside of the mission church, and that really harmed the church. It really didn't allow that adobe to breathe like it should. And so all that had to be repaired. And so for a while there, our church looked a little naked, if you will. It just had the bare mud, the bare adobe. And then they even had the repairmen were out there. They were actually building adobe bricks to repair the exterior parts that, you know, had been damaged by rain or what have you.
Yeah, one thing to keep in mind, Marissa, is, you know, the church makes up a relatively small portion of the entire complex. Missions, even today, are home to the friars, And the vehicular that goes around the mission, including the Sacred Garden, that all needs to be retrofit. And to date, we've completed two of the four wings along with the church, but there's still a lot of restoration to be done.
It's Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell with you, and I'm talking with Adrian Hereford and Raynette Gregory from Mission San Miguel about the mission's restoration. So, Adrian, this being a National Historic Landmark, why do you have to raise money to retrofit and restore this mission?
Yeah, the advantage of being in a historical landmark in terms of fundraising is it begins to qualify a structure or a landmark such as this for large donations through various foundations and so forth. So that's been a big plus. But the only way the foundations will get involved is if they see the local community raising money on their own. So both of them work hand in hand. We sometimes refer to the Friends of the Mission work that we're doing as seed money. Obviously, raising $50,000 here or there puts a minor dent in the amount of money that's needed overall. But what it does is it sends a signal to these foundations that we are involved, and hopefully they'll come up with the larger funds that are needed.
Tell me about the kind of community support that you've seen so far.
Well, what we have decided as one of our community endeavors is to put on an event called Wine Expediencia. That's going to be held on May the 5th, and it's going to be from 2 to 6. And it's going to be on the inner courtyard, so people are going to be able to walk inside of this garden area, which is a really beautiful area. It's off limits to the public for the rest of the year, so this is one time that you're able to come in and walk around. We will have over 30 wineries there. We will have lots of food, olive oil tasting, wonderful silent auction. We will have live music, docent tours as well, and over a dozen artists as well, local artists. So there's going to be lots to see, lots to taste, and it's going to be a very, very wonderful event.
The rest of the community has been unbelievable. I mean, the amount of outgoing support. Raynette, fortunately, is co-owner of Locatelli Winery, and one of the things she hasn't mentioned is that during the first event in 2010, Mission San Miguel, under the auspices of Locatelli and the Friars, released their first Mission San Miguel wine, which was a Cabernet, 2004 Cabernet, called St. Francis. During this event, they're going to release a 2010 Sauvignon Blanc under the auspices of St. Clair. And people are buying these wines just for the label. I mean, they're absolutely gorgeous. They are hand-done by an artist out of Italy. At each of these events, we hope to continue to release a special wine that people can enjoy. So, yes, I mean, it's a great event. I think our goal is to raise, you know, somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000. As I mentioned before, this is the kind of community activity that gets the foundations involved, and hopefully we can complete the overall restoration effort.
So that's the Wine Experiencia, May 5th. It's from 2 to 6.
2 to 6.
Mm-hmm. At Mission San Miguel in the inner courtyard.
Marissa, I can't help, you know, as a founder of this, I tell people it's a meal deal because you've got world-class entertainment. We have the best restaurants, including McPhee's and McClintock's. I can go down the list. World-class wines, entertainment, and it's all for $40 in advance and $45 at the door, which is tremendous value. And before we go off, I just want to share how people can obtain these tickets, either by calling 467-3256, which is the number at the gift shop, or they can go online to missionsanmiguel.org. We're very excited about this. Hopefully you'll be there with us.
This is, again, Wine Experiencia, May 5th, 2 to 6 o'clock, and it's a fundraiser to help restore this National Historic Landmark, the Mission San Miguel. Thank you so much to Adrian Hereford and Raynette Gregory, parishioners and founder and chairman of the Wine Experiencia.
Thank you very much.